this is shocking. This is woo! And you're listening to Free Radio Olympia, 91.7564257.1296.
Well, it's a radio bang.
Listen to the words.
Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio.
Fuck up, fuck up.
Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio.
I was at this carnival just a few years ago. No big deal, Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. And I wandered around the grounds until I found this little tent. Man outside made a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. was the same old line, except for one part. He said, it don't cost no money, you got to pay with your heart.
Sheriff,
what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, I went inside and I looked around for a seat. The lights went low and the drums played a beat. Then this girl come out dressed in a scarf and a sneeze, and she did a little dance that made me weak in the knees. She danced just like her back had no bone, while the band played a tune they called the Main Street Moan. Turned her head and she looked straight at me. I must have jumped at least 6 feet in the air. And when I come down, that girl wasn't there.
Oh, Sharon,
what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Out come this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard. He was built like a bear. Like a bear. Like a bear. He said, you stop your shouting. There's no, said, you stop your shouting. There's no more to the show. And if you want to breathe right, you'd all better go. I didn't hang around. I headed straight for the door. But on my way out, I heard that big bear roar.
Oh, Sharon,
what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, every night that show played, I stayed out of the reach of that mean red bear. And it was just like the man had said in his speech at the start. It was when the carny left town, it took a piece of my heart. And I still get a funny feeling deep down in my bone every time I hear a band play that Main Street Moan.
Oh, Sharon!
Child, what do you do to these men?
Same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Imagine all people living for today.
The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side.
1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to it. Imagine all people living life in peace. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. I wonder if you can. No need for grief or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all people sharing all the world. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side.
A long, long time ago, when I was passing. everything goes in storage. I'm burning every bridge. I see a dog got shot. Well, hell, never mind. That showbiz big boy. You've got to be cool, so be kind. Oh, 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 oh. Give over and admit it. I've been tearing down the interstate like some kind of leading cat. It's all right for the boss. His gain's my loss. That gets me down. It really gets me down. So pack it up. Cut the crap. When the clock. Junk. And then furthermore,
on the planet of the apes. On the planet of the apes. This is Shaking Off. Wow. Yo, your family told me that you should listen to the station. This is station number one. 11.1 number one. FM. Woo! The Shaking Off Show. 705.780. I'm waiting for the fucking nasty bastards. One of them's called Monty Canson. Where the fuck are you guys? Shit, man. Woo! Okay, next song is dedicated to Monty Canson's friend that is hated by everyone in the community, according to him and him only. Everyone else says, I love that guy. All right. This one goes out to my man, JB.
Here's a song
about JB.
With a woman.
JB in love with a woman. No, a man in love with JB.
Not just any professional athlete,
but a professional stage sound guy named JB.
Not just any lady professional wrestler, but a lady professional midget wrestler. Not just any lady midget professional wrestler, but a lady midget professional wrestler with a bleach blonde mohawk down the middle of her grapefruit size.
Woo!
And, this is called I Got a Teeny Weenie Meanie.
Woo!
She got bleach blonde mohawk, leopard skin suit. She stands 3'7" in her wrestling boots. My little teeny weenie meanie. Teeny weenie meanie. One, two, three, mama. Put that leg lock on. I didn't go to the Civic Center looking for romance. Saw her in the cage match, I thought I had a chance. She winked at me as I walked by. She looked like Tammy Wynette, left too long in my dryer. My teeny weeny meeny, my little teeny weeny meeny. Well, one, two, three, mama, whoop that big body slam on me. Said this'll be the main event. Her whole bedroom looked like a wrestling ring. She winked her eye and said, don't say a thing. Just when I was thinking I better give her the slip, she jumped off the top rope with a micro monkey flip. She's my teeny weeny meanie. She's my teeny weeny meanie. Well, one, two, three, mama, whoop it, whoop it on me. See you in the Omni. I'll see you in Tampa, Florida, in the cage. with the polo. It doesn't matter. You can put me in that. No, not the airplane spit of love. No, 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 no. Oh God. Oh, make it hurt. Oh my God. Oh yes. Oh, oh. Sits around and puts the claw to me. I talked to my shrink. He started to fidget. He said it's just not normal to love a butt-kicking midget. Go to bed at night, she puts my head in the sleeper. Teeny weeny meeny boys, I'm gonna keep on my teeny weeny meeny. Teeny weeny meeny. One, two, three, mama, put that leg lock to me. I said one, two. Mama, put that heart punch on me. Yeah, one, two, three, you got your hold on me. Pin me, slap me, you with me? That's my teeny weeny. Oh, mama, yeah, 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 yeah. I submit.
Let your blue low white.
This next song goes out to Fearless Iranians. Why? Because this next song is called, I don't know what it's called, but it's by the Fearless Iranians from Hell. And I never listened to this band, but I saw their flyer in a Boner Records compilation. Shit, they're on Boner Records. So that's why we're playing it now. Fearless Iranians from Hell. Woo! On Free Radio Olympia.
Thank you.
All right, turn off your radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off your radio. Okay, now, seriously. Now, turn off your radio. Go down to the thing. No, you bring your radio down to the thing, all right? Now, this thing is going on. Right now, it's a thing. Shut up, bitches. Shit. Okay, thing. At the Le Voyeur, 9 p.m. at $21+, 3 to 5, age donation. Thursday. That's now. Okay. You got 1 hour and 14 minutes to get your shit together, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of bed. Woo! Go down to the Free Radio Olympia benefit. And this pledge drive time. Pledge drive, pledge drive, pledge drive, pledge drive. Save our station. We're going down. Woo! Yeah! Save our shit, motherfucker. Goddamn. Go down to the Le Voyeur. And it's all gotta go. And the warning track, and it's got socks and sandals and other shit happening. Woo! New, all new bands. And if you rub them in their private parts, they'll smile a lot. And then also, money goes to Free Radio Olympia. It's our pledge drive. Pledge drive, pledge drive, pledge drive. We can't keep the station on air without your support, folks. It's like, you know, you got the community, and you got the radio, and the radio is the community. And we couldn't be the community without the radio, and we couldn't be the radio without the community. And now, we need your pledge support. And there's so many reasons why you should pledge support to this station, because, you know, if you don't pledge support, we'll keep begging for your money all the time. All the time, 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 all the time. So, pledge your support. Pledge your support, pledge support, pledge support, pledge support. I'm not going to play any music until somebody calls in, and then, pledge support, pledge support, pledge support, pledge support. Woo! It's Pirate Radio. We don't need any money. We just spend it on boats. Woo! Pledge support, pledge support, pledge support, pledge support. Hey, this is Pirate Radio. We pirate the airways. We pirate the MP3s. We pirate the garage in your mom's backyard. She don't even know. Woo! That's how we got here. And we're going to be here forever. So, pledge support, pledge support, pledge support. Go down to our Free Radio Olympia benefit at the 98.5 on 4th Avenue, Le Voyeur. Le Voyeur's a bunch of fascist pigs. But they don't care. They have pledge support, pledge support, pledge support. Give us a call, 795-902.
We like to do a little thing called the brown nose. And we'd like all you fine ladies and gentlemen here tonight to help us out in doing the brown nose. So whenever I shout, what you gonna do? You gonna shout back, gonna brown nose, gonna brown nose. You think you can handle that? I'm pretty sure you can. Let's give it a try. What you gonna do? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you should all be rounded up and shot. That was terrible. For you. Are you excited? Are you ready? Okay then, here we go! When you want that job, I say now what you gonna do? All right. brown nose. Well, take a second, prepare yourself mentally and physically. We'll show you how to brown nose. Bend your knees.
Wow, wow, wow.
Now move your head, not kiss. Pump it in, lift.
Wow, wow, wow.
Get that butt up, kiss. You gon' do?
Brown nose.
Boss is really mean. I say now, what you gonna do?
Brown nose.
You wanna impress your girlfriend's father? I say, what you gonna do?
Brown nose.
You owe some money to your brother. I say, what you gonna do?
Away.
All right, if you can dig it, I want to hear you shout, earned in my earth flat. All right, I know you loved it the first time. You're going to love even more the second time. As once more, prepare to get down and do some serious, big time, brown nosing. Bend your knees. Move your head like this. Hug it in, bitch. Give that butt a kiss. Kiss my.
Bell of the bowing.
This is your free Radio Olympia DJ. He's kicking your shit out every way. I'm gonna dedicate a track to you. No, not you, but the dude with the SUV. He's got the Chevy Tahoe, you know, with the most badass license plate in the world. It says Eagle 5. And you know I'm jealous as shit, cause I'm DJ Woo! Just plain old DJ Woo! You're not calling me, so I must assume you don't know the number here. It's 360-705! Woo! Not 780! Motherfucker! All right. This next, I just told you who this goes out to, so fuck off.
Saint-Cyr! Ah, Seigneur, je ne vois pas la planète Druidia. Où est-elle?
Eh bien, nous n'avons pas encore de contact visuel, mais nous l'avons sur l'écran radar. Je vous le branche, il est là.
Non, laissez tomber, je m'en charge.
Pourquoi pas?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe dans ce truc? Ça glougloute, ça froufroute? Vous appelez ça un écran radar?
Non, Seigneur. J'appelle ça une machine à café. Vous en voulez un?
Ouais! Je prends toujours du café quand je suis au radar, vous le savez, non?
Oui, je le sais, Seigneur.
Tout le monde le sait.
Tout le monde le sait, Seigneur.
Maintenant que j'ai mon café, je suis bon pour le radar. Où il est?
Yeah. Il est à vos ordres.
Branchez le télécran. Ah, je la vois. C'est la planète Druidia. Et sous son bouclier spatial, je vois 10 000 ans d'air extra frais. Il faut traverser ce bouclier.
On le traversera. Ensuite, on enlèvera la princesse. Alors son père, le roi Roland, sera contraint de nous donner la combinaison du bouclier. Ni vu ni connu, on détruit la planète Druidia et on sauve la planète Spaceball.
Vous avez tous compris? Bien. À quelle heure se marie la princesse?
Dans moins d'une heure, Seigneur.
Eh bien, j'espère que ce sera une longue cérémonie, car ce sera une courte lune de miel. C'est pas du café, c'est du décapant.
The wood spider is the most accomplished of all web-building species. Recently, scientists gave these tiny creatures a variety of psychoactive drugs to observe their effects on web building. When given a minute dose of LSD, the spider's web took on an unfamiliar, minimalist structure. When given caffeine, the web structure was not affected, but the spider's behavior was. Given THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, the spider didn't build a web. It built a hammock, where it lay all day and watched the caffeine spider go. When given alcohol, the spider built a web, found a mate, and raised over 100 young. But the mate got a restraining order, and now the spider can't go within 100 centimeters of the web. The crack cocaine spider figured building webs was for suckers, waited till the caffeine spider was exhausted, then came up behind it and popped a cap in its ass. Nice web, Mr. Crack Spider. When winter came, the marijuana spider had no place to live. It ended up in the crack web as the crack spider's bitch. For more information on the crack spider's bitch, contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa.
Thank you.
day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
Trusted friend, we've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air. Little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. Michelle, my little one, you gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. Joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons.
Yeah, my sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-blown professor, goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy, he's a good old boy, that wild old Professor Griff. I think he's a history professor. The other day he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry. Anyway, come nightfall, we all love to sit on the porch and Sis plays the banjo, I play the jug, and Professor Griff breaks out his Jew's harp and just flails away. God, I love that guy.
Seven years since checks on all set matches, they have not been sleeping. Why I hate authority. What am I doing writing a book? I can't sit still for that long. For reasons that now escape me, I wanted to be a foreign service officer. Who knows? Maybe I thought it was glamorous, or maybe the idea of travel just appealed to me. I doubt I was really interested in shaping American foreign policy. That sounded too much like work. I soon discovered how many requirements there were to qualify for a job in foreign service. And that's when I decided that I wanted to be a writer, because there were no requirements. All you had to say was, "I am a writer," and you became one. You didn't even have to write anything. You could just sit in a coffee shop with a notebook and stare into space with a slightly bemused look on your face, judging the weight of the world with a jaundiced eye. As you can see, you can be completely full of shit and still be a writer. Okay, maybe that's the one requirement. I also thought it was going to be a great way to meet girls, but it wasn't. Probably because as I was staring into space, I no doubt looked mildly retarded. You see, I wanted to write plays, which in retrospect is a lot harder than learning Mandarin, I think. How I ended up in this delusional state shall be saved for another time. Eventually, I began to fill the pages in front of me with words. It was exciting. It was romantic. And yet, I felt like I was losing my mind, listening to voices in my head while trying to overcome years of lethargy by sitting and stewing in my own juices for hours. My brain was constantly humming with a little voice that would cry out, "Are you insane? Who would want to read this drivel of yours, let alone perform it? There are real jobs even you can do and contribute to society. You are insane, aren't you?
You just want to end up in an asylum somewhere where they will take care of you."
Man, what the hell was that guy thinking writing a book? Shit, that shit's so dumb. I don't even want to hear it. Why am I boring you with dumb shit? I don't know, dumb shit.
C'est qui l'a perdu? Seigneur. Le radar, Seigneur, j'ai bien l'impression qu'il est en pleine déconfiture. Déconfiture? De la framboise? Il n'y en a qu'un au monde pour oser me faire le coup de la framboise.
Yop solo!
I don't got anything queued up, motherfuckers.
It's how the message ran. Science fiction.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Double feature.
All right, I'm rocking out to this. I got my cock out. So do you, obviously, if you're listening to my show. The cock is out. Even if it's just labia, people, I don't give a fuck. I know it's out there.
At the lake,
barrel was over a barrel when Tarantula took to the hill. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a trippy thespis poison and kill. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skill. And when worlds collide, said George Pell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like
make reference to all the time. If I make a reference to it, now you know why.
A lot of famous people, a lot of people have shit wrong with them that you don't know about. Right in your body. People that have afflicted, you know, like Moses. Did you know Moses had an affliction?
Alright, before you know that Moses had an affliction, I want you to know, back by popular demand, woo! Guess who's coming in to replace Clusterfuck tonight? I will tell you, and you will be all right. It is the one, the only, the commander. Woo! Hey, buddy. How's it going? Oh! That's right. Commander's coming in tonight to sparkle your pants off. All right, back to Eddie Murphy as a child. Well, as a child, I mean like 20.
If you read your Bible, Moses had a speech impediment. He fucked up. Moses, who also incidentally was black, did you know that? I'm serious.
Moses is a nigger. That's the best joke of the night. I've seen Charles Heston. I have his autograph.
The real Moses was a black person. Moses, so was Jesus. Read the Bible. They described Jesus in the Bible and said, Jesus had skin of burning brass and hair like a woolly lamb. That's a nigga, I'm sorry.
I know y'all know that. He's got a Jew with a great tan. That's what he was.
His father brother with an afro. And Moses, man, the way Moses got his speech impediment was Moses. This is a true story. That's why he used to have his translator Aaron, was his brother, used to hang with Moses because Moses couldn't talk, and his brother used to translate the shit. What happened was when Pharaoh said, kill all the firstborn, and Moses' mother put Moses in the night. Mother's name was Yochebed. Now, you know that's a black woman. Yochebed, Annie Mae, Miss Jenny, that's all black shit. That sounds like a restaurant shit. Come on down to Yochebed, y'all. Miss Yochebed with big giant titties making pancakes. That's my sister. Moses' mother put him in the Nile, and let him go down, and Pharaoh's sister took him out of the Nile and brought him into Pharaoh's house. And Pharaoh said, we don't know if he's evil or not, so we gotta put him to the test. And what they did, they took a chunk, a hot coal, and a diamond, and put it on the ground, so if he goes towards the diamond, he's evil. So God made Moses go toward the hot coal, and he crawled over, put his mouth on the coal, fucked his mouth up, couldn't talk. They don't show you that in the Ten Commandments, because you can't have Charlton Heston going, yeah, didn't do that, didn't do that, didn't do that. Black child has to go, that's how shit was for real. Moses was fucking shit up, and he was fucking up, and his translator fucking up worse. He said, the man didn't need the Red Sea, and now he will split the Red Sea. That's not what I think. I think if you mess with me, you will see. Are you trying to pay attention?
I'm trying.
Anybody need to know? Suck my fucking coat!
I can't let my people go.
Have you heard the latest Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Thank you. rapist to launch a thousand supersonic jets. A waitress in another life, how easy she forgets. Looks back with a sigh at simpler days. She's not ungrateful, just caught up in the chase. Wait for the light. And it would help if you could die.
It's a tiny little world.
Something fast and tragic at an early age. Guilty soon as
rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the sun suntan lotion. Now, that is fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise, and I ran away with a bottle of wine.
Yes, bury my body, Lord, I don't care where you say. All right, people of hell, Olympia, internet, world, whatever, fuck, I don't care, is a very popular saying in the world of America North today. If you like what you've heard here, you can go to radio4.net and download it. It's spelled SHA-KNA, no spaces. If you thought that was awesome, you can go to the SHA-KNA page on Radio 4, that's a number, all.net, and click the word Shock and Awe when it turns to red. And you'll see a whole bunch of shows available. Don't be shy, and don't you dare download part one of a show without downloading part two of a show. If you do, I'll find you and kick you in your asshole. Okay, because that's stupid. And I don't let stupid people download one half of my show. Okay? All right. Also on that site, you can get Media Monarchy. It's the end of the world as we know it. Helen Caldicott, If You Love This Planet, Kaput Radio, and many, 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 many more. Peak Oil Check-In, etc., etc., etc. In fact, if you wanted to take your MP3 player or your computer or your mom and record a piece that you want to post online, you can do that. And then put it in your computer, and then go to radio4.all, and you can either log in and create an account, or you can submit anonymously your recording. It doesn't have to be, well, let's put it this way. I tried to put an 8-second segment on. It didn't work. I think it has to be like over a minute or something, but you too can be on the air all over the world. The world. That's it for the Shock and Awe show. This is DJ Woo! Telling you, don't stop tuning in. Tune in more. And don't lick it. Listen, tune it out to your NPR. Because those fuckers are fucking cows. And I don't mean like organic cows that you eat at the store. I'm talking about fucking genetically engineered, cut down the rainforest, disease-ridden NPR cows, okay? You don't need that shit. You want locally grown cows, which I fuck. Okay. Thanks for listening to Shock and Awe Show. I'll see you next time. As always, you can contact Free Radio Olympia by dialing 360-705-9780 if you're in the States. If you're not, you better find out the fucking country code for the United States of Assholica. You could also email us at fro@riseup.net or log on to our website and see if our stream is working. If not, it's DJ TLA's fault. And that would be frolympia.org. If you're in town, Free Radio Olympia is on 98.5 FM. And you can donate cash, gold bricks, or gold teeth to P.O. Box 6024, Olympia, Washington, 98507. Or you can go down to Last Word Books and put your pecker in our donation box, 211 4th Avenue. You're beautiful.